Congratulations. Did you, with your interactions with the Ravens and when they came up with number, 30, what was kind of your feelings? Did you think there was a really good chance that you were going to go to the Ravens?
Yes, sir. Yeah, they always told me, like, if I was there, if I was available, they won't take me. So it was just, what will I be available?
All right, we'll go to Garrett Downing.
Hey, Nate, congratulations. How would you just kind of describe the emotions of this night?
I mean, it was a lot of emotions going on to it. Just thinking I was gonna go early, then fall to 30. I mean, it was a lot of emotion, but I'm happy to be here, man. I'm happy to be in Baltimore. So, I mean, I can't be any more happy.
Cliff Brown.
Sorry about that, Nate. Cliff Brown, Baltimore Ravens media. Coach Harbaugh was just talking about on tape how he would come up and smack people on film, and people talk about, your size being a slender guy. Just talk about your confidence about how you'll be able to, handle tackling guys and playing defense at this level.
I just feel like it's just more as a weight thing. So when I get in my nutrition, I don't feel like it's gonna be a big problem. So I feel like it's just take time. I mean, I'm 20 years old, so I ain't really already stretched out yet. So I know when I get to my peak, it's gonna be scary. So
We'll go Childs Walker and then Gianna Han.
Congratulations. Eric DaCosta told us that he felt like you're the best cover corner in the draft. What is it about your mindset and your physical tools do you think that makes you so comfortable out on the outside like that?
Just my speed and my instincts, and my physicality, just being on that island. Just being man on man. I feel like I'm the best man on man corner. I'm the best corner in the draft. So, I mean, yeah, the tape speak for itself.
Gianna?
Congrats. Just curious, what do you know about the Ravens defense, their style of play, and how do you feel like your own brand of play fits in with the Ravens?
I just know they're a ball and they get a lot of turnovers. And I know that, and in the past season, they was top defense. So I know my play style, my competitiveness is gonna fit right along with the great defense.
Brian Wacker?
Hey Nate, congratulations. Just curious, two things. Sounded like Dabo was texting with the Ravens all night about telling them to pick you. Were you aware of that, or what do you think of that? And secondly, what do you remember about your visit here on your top 30 visit, and when what kind of stood out to you?
I really didn't know about the Dabo texting the Ravens situation, so I don't really know about that. But the visit went well. It was a good visit. I feel like I was home. I mean, they invited me in so well, so I feel like I was home. So I know when I go back up there, it's gonna feel like home again.
Parita Parks and then Ryan Mink.
Hey Nate, congratulations. You talked about the emotions of this night, and this is really not only a life-changing night for you, but also your entire family. Can you just reflect on what this means to you from that standpoint?
I know just come from not a lot of folks don't make it. So I mean there's a lot of emotion going on in the building right now. I'm just glad to be here. So that's all.
Ryan?
And Nate, congratulations. Wonder if you when were you the fastest guy on the field, and do you have any good stories about your speed?
I always been the fastest guy on the field. I mean, I always been fast, so I don't really have a question about speed, but yeah.
We'll go Kyle Goon and then Jeff Zeribek.
Hey Nate, congratulations. Just wondering, what was your reaction when you see, 13 offensive players come off the board initially, and then, what is it like kind of realizing that you might be going toward the end of first round to a really a team that's already been competitive and good?
I mean, it was like I said, it was emotion. It was just like thinking I'm going early, but I mean, the best player that God had a plan for me, so we're here now. So I can't wait to make the best of it.
Jeff, and then Kevin Richardson.
Two-part question, Nate. How much do you think the Ravens' defensive attitude kind of fits your playing style? And have you gotten a chance to talk to Trenton Simpson? And do you think he's a guy that can kind of help you along here as you make the transition to the NFL?
I feel like I fit in perfect with the Ravens' defense. It's just like I said before, the competitiveness. And just their mindset, they want to go get the ball and they want to win. So that's all. That's what I strive on doing, and that's why I feel like I'm the best fit for this team. Trenton Simpson, we just talked like about the last one when I was on a visit. He was like, I mean, yeah, I feel like he's gonna be a big role in my part when I get there. Cause I mean, he'll work with, he know how to carry himself, so he'll be a big role in my part.
Kevin Richardson, back to Ryan Mink.
Sure. Nate, welcome to Baltimore. And being a young guy in college, what led you to start a foundation for underprivileged people in the community?
Just where I'm coming from, for real. When I came from, I didn't really have a lot growing up. So I know, like, when I'm going back to there, giving back, they ain't really got all of it. They ain't really got a lot of stuff. So I like to give back, and I just like to help people, for real.
And Nate, just wondering, you know, there weren't as many underclassmen in this year's draft class. You decided to come out early. What played into that decision? Was it just your confidence? And where do you feel like, hey, I'm a young guy and I still want to grow my game?
I feel like my decision basically came off my confidence, but also like my talent. I know what I can do. I know what I'm capable of. And I know, like, I ain't even reached my like highest potential yet. So it's just, I'm just getting better and better as the year go on.
We'll go Jonas Schaefer and then wrap it up with Cliff Brown.
Hey Nate, congratulations, man. Is there a game that you feel like from last year or maybe the year before best exemplifies the kind of shutdown corner that you are?
You said what? A game?
Yeah, a single game.
Florida State, Notre Dame, North Carolina. That's a couple of games I can name. I mean, a lot of games I was just been a shutdown corner, following the best receiver, the whole game. So I feel like most of the game I played this year showed that was a lockdown corner.
Yeah, Nate, how do you feel about, you know, being moved around in secondary if that's how the Ravens want to use you, and also playing, you know, covering already against a lot of the top receivers in the SEC, how you feel, or excuse me, ACC, how you feel that'll help you at the next level?
The first question about the moving parts, I feel like it won't be a big deal with me because I feel like I can do whatever on the defense side, like cover. I can play nickel, I can play safety. So, I mean, it's not really a big part. I don't feel like it'll have a big jump on my success. Nothing like that. What was the other question?
About playing against some of the top receivers you've faced in the ACC, and also, you know, when you're playing outside ACC, how much that will help you? You know, do you think the adjustment to the next level, that will help you, what you've already done in college?
And so I feel like my defense coordinator making me match up with the best receivers this year, I feel like that had a big change in my life, like going on to the next level. Cause like, I mean, I'm gonna see good receivers every week, and I feel like that's what I was doing when I was guarding the best receiver every week. So I feel like that's played a good part in it.